This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Top leaders of ruling alliance meeting today to discuss cabinet expansion and common minimum program. President Ramchandra Poddar stresses politics guided by service motive towards society and people. COVID-19 cases increasing in Nepal, 69 cases confirmed in a single day yesterday, and 6 killed in your state of Tennessee in school shooting. Now the news in detail. The ruling alliance is meeting today to discuss the cabinet expansion. A meeting of top leaders of the ruling alliance held at Balwatar yesterday agreed to summon the meeting of the ruling alliance today at 4 p.m. Prime Minister's press expert Manohari Timal Sinha said Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and top leaders from the alliance were present in the meeting. President Ramchandra Poddar says politics should be guided by service motive towards the society and people. Addressing a program in Kathmandu yesterday, President Poddar stressed that politics should be motivated by the highest determination, commitment and dedication to serve the people. The president unveiled a statue of Nepali Congress leader and former minister late Nabindra Raj Joshi constructed on Yakta Kumari temple premises of Kathmandu Metropolitan City 19 on the second Memorial Day. The president remembered Joshi as a successful leader to build an image of a simple, honest and capable politician. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and Speaker Devraj Khimire held a meeting yesterday on the measures to make the parliamentary functions further effective. At the meeting held at Balwatar, Prime Minister Dahal and Speaker Khimire discussed advancing significant bills in the parliament, including transitional justice and other bills related to the implementation of federalism. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Physical Infrastructure Narayan Kajisrestha says the government is preparing to issue the driving license within a week from the application date. Talking to media persons, Minister Shrestha said the ministry rather was developing a plan of action to provide the driving license within a week period. Currently, the service seekers have to wait for almost a year to collect their driving license. Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha further stated that the current situation was created due to failure to print the driving license as per the demand. He added that the government was preparing to purchase a mass printer to facilitate the printing process. House Speaker Devraj Khimire says Nepal can be developed as the destination for eye treatment. Addressing a program marking the 45th founding day of Nepal Netra Jyoti Sangh in Kathmandu yesterday, Speaker Khimire suggested making the country as the destination for eye treatment through collaboration amongst the federal, provincial and local governments. The government is launching the free telemedicine services from the 29th of March, targeting the Nepali migrant workers in foreign lands. The Foreign Employment Board says timely advice and consultation will be provided through the service to address the health problems faced by the Nepali migrant workers. Board spokesperson Rajan Poddar said service would be catered during the office hours as per Nepal time, except on public holidays. The call will be received by the telemedicine medical officers, and if specialist service is required for the caller, it would be provided on every Sunday and Friday at the recommendation of the medical officer. The prescription for the service-seeking worker would be sent online. The board will bear all the expenses of the service. The annual report of the Tharu Commission has been presented to Bagmati Province Chief Yadav Chandra Sharma. Commission Chairperson Bishnu Chaudhary handed the report to the Province Chief amidst a program yesterday. Chaudhary said the annual report prepared by incorporating the works carried out by the Commission in the fiscal year 2022-23 has been submitted to the Province Chief. Four Deputy Inspector Generals DIZ of Nepal Police have been recommended for promotion to the post of Additional Inspector General. A meeting of the Ministry of Home Affairs Promotion Committee held yesterday recommended the names of DIZs Sandeep Bhandari, Sudeep Giri, Meera Chaudhary and Tek Bahadur Tamang for the promotion. Nepalese resident ambassador to Austria, Bharat Kumar Regmi, has also received the portfolio of non-resident ambassador of Nepal to Greece. Issuing a press statement yesterday, the office of the president said President Ram Chandra Powdel designated additional responsibility to Ambassador Regmi. A sudden rise in the number of coronavirus infection was recorded in the country yesterday. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, of the 1,266 people who were tested, 69 were found carrying the virus. Just a day ago, on the 26th of March, the number was 16, while 17 were found infected in tests carried out on March 25th. As a result, the number of active cases of COVID-19 has also increased. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Six people, including three children, were killed yesterday in a shooting at an elementary school in Nashville, Tennessee, of the United States. The shooting happened at a private Christian school with about 200 students, according to the BBC. A 28-year-old woman named Audrey Hill, who died after being shot by the police, is said to be behind the school shooting. U.S. President Joe Biden expressed grief and called on the U.S. Congress to take stern action against the gun violence. A suicide attack not far from Afghanistan's foreign ministry has killed at least six civilians and wounded several others. Afghan Interior Ministry spokesperson Abdul Nafi Thakur said the attacker was targeted by Afghan forces, but the explosives they carried detonated and killed six civilians and wounded a number of others. Kabul police spokesperson Khalid Jadwan said suicide attacker, before reaching the target, was identified at a checkpoint and killed, but his explosives detonated. At least three Taliban security force members were among the wounded. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the Koshi province, Gandaki province and Karnali province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of isolated brief rains or thundershowers at one or two places of hilly region of Koshi province, Gandaki province and Karnali province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 27.1 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 10.8 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines, once again. Top leaders of ruling alliance meeting today to discuss cabinet expansion and common minimum program. President Ram Chandra Powdel stresses politics guided by service motive towards society and people. COVID-19 cases increasing in Nepal, 69 cases confirmed in a single day yesterday, and 6 killed in U.S. state of Tennessee in school shooting. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.nb for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.